Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Gotta tell ya, I just love working with visionaries. I really do. So I hope this post doesn't come off too negative. That said, someone has to make sure the trains run on time. And let's face it, it ain't gonna be them. So the big question, who will help us? Who do we want these buyers to introduce us to? Let's answer that with a short trip to the dark side. Here are two places that if the buyer offers up, we need to divert that idea fast. First up, anyone in procurement or contracting. These folks are great at knowing what the limits are for purchase orders or what leaders can approve without setting off alarms. The problem is twofold. One, they will not give you that information for negotiating reasons, and two, they don't deal with scope or milestones. These folks get involved after the details are agreed upon, not before. Second, and this is more nuanced, centralized support departments such as HR or learning. The reason here is political. They promote internal systems and generally work with outsiders only after the business unit has approved it. Again, it's too soon. So what do you do when buyers suggest these people? Simple. Tell them, not yet. These folks get involved after you and the business unit settle on the details. Then direct the buyer to who you want to talk to. Someone within their business unit known for getting stuff done. Ask them, who is on your team that you work closely with to get your killer strategies launched? Keywords, work closely with and launched. We want to talk to the unofficial chief of staff. Every visionary leader has one. Our next best step is to find that person who has the visionary buyer's ear and gets it done. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.